mitzvah that kept Klal Yisrael throughout the Doros, that Allah Yiddish Imamis, they infuse their homes with Kedushas HaShabbos. I just wanted to speak a little bit about the Chiyuvim and maybe some of the Gedorim of this Chiyuv of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos and how it's Negea nowadays, and see what we can take out of it. So everyone knows that there's two Inyanim that are brought down about Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. We know the Rambam in Perek Hay, he brings down that he has Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, Eina Rishus, rather it's a Chiyuv, and he says a person's Mechuyiv to go collect money in order to light Ner Shabbos. Zeh Bechlal Oynik Shabbos. That's in Perek Hay. And in Perek Lamed, and the Vilcha Shabbos, the Rambam writes like this. He starts off, Arba Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim in Atayra, V'Shnayim in Divrei Seifrim, V'Hem B'Feroshim Adei Anaviyim. So what are two things, Midei Raisa, Shabbatayra Zachar V'Shamar, V'Nispar Shvadei Anaviyim, Kovid V'Oinik. So when the Rambam goes to explain the Inyonim of Kovid, so in Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, V'Tzorich L'Sakein Beisim B'Oid Yom V'Nei Kovid Shabbos, V'Yener Doluk, V'Shulchan Aruch U'Mitu Matzah, Shekol Eilu L'Kovid Shabbos Hey. That's what the Rambam says. So I know it's not so clear exactly what does it mean, Oinik Shabbos, what is Kovid Shabbos, but Rav Moshe Feinstein in Dibris Moshe is a beautiful piece. I think it really brings out the Inyonim. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Bei, says like this. Famous Gemara, we know for sure by Chanukah, Omar Rava, Pshituli Ner Beisai V'Ner Chanukah, if someone has enough money either to buy Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, so what's Kaidim, what takes precedence? It says, Ner Beisai, Adav Mishum, Shloim Beisai. Ner Beisai V'Kiddush Hayoim, what happens if he has enough on a regular Shabbos, he has enough money either just to buy Ner Shabbos or to buy Yayin for Kiddush? So it says, Ner Beisai, Adav Mishum, Shloim Beisai. So what's Shloim Beisai? So Rashi says, V'hochei Amidu L'Kamon, the Gemara is like this. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chafei Mebeis, that says that the Pasuk in Eicha, Yom Yonavi writes, V'tiznach Mishaloim Nafshi, Nashisi Toiva. My V'tiznach Mishaloim Nafshi, Om Ravo, Zu Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Now, what's this Indian of Adlok? What's Shloim Beisai? So Rashi here says, Shaloi Hoyulam Mimala Had, like Yom Yonavi was saying, when he went into Golis, he had no way of him lighting a ner. Ubimokim she'ein ner, ein shalom. There's no shalom. Shehoylech v'nichshel, v'hoylech ba'afela. He's going to go, he's going to trip, he's going in darkness. Rav Moshe Feinstein is Moisef. It's not just the guy's going to trip. Even the guy knows where all his furniture and his house is. But you don't have a peace of mind when you know you have to always focus on walking here, where am I walking? So there's an inyan of, so shalom ba'ai has nothing to do with like husband and wife. It has to do with pasha, the person's, his menuchas and nefesh, he could walk around his house, wherever he is for Shabbos. So Chazal or Mesakin, there's a chiyuv to light Ner Shabbos for Shloim Beisai, that he should not trip, he should hurt himself, he should walk around, you know, with the Menuchas HaNefesh. That's the inyan of Shloim Beis. Okay. Now, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Vayechi also brings down, it says, V'karosa Shabbos Oynig, Zehu Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, V'im Toymar Leishiv B'cheshach Ein Ze Oynig. This is the code, there's no Oynig if a guy is going to be in the dark. So the basic level Oynik Shabbos, which we're discussing here, is really the Gemara called Shloim Bayis. We're going to call Shloim Bayis for now, which is to make sure that a person is able to walk around his house normally and not be worried he's going to bump or trip, whatever it is. That peace of mind, that's the Oynik for Shloim Bayis and Shabbos. Now, the Gemara on Chafema Beis says as follows. The Mishnah says, Rishmol Eimer, a person should not use Itron. What's Itron? It's the oil residue of Zephes, of pitch, which is a very foul odor. So like this, the Gemara says as follows. My time, what's the reason why you're not allowed to use Itron? Omarava mitoich shereichai ra, since there's a bad smell, gzeira shemayani chena v'yetze. Maybe he's going to leave the Ner Shabbos and walk out of the room. Omale abaya v'yetze. So let him walk out. What's the big deal? The guy lit, let him walk out. Omale, no. Shani yoyimer adlokas Ner Shabbos choyva. Dom Rav Nachman bar Zavda, v'amrila omar Rav Nachman bar Rava, omrav, hadlokas Ner Shabbos choyva. Zok Rashi, what does it mean? It's a chayva. Zok Rashi, kovet Shabbos hu she'ein suda chashuva elu makom ner. Zok Rashi, there's certain kovet Shabbos to make sure you have a proper suda. And Rashi says, ein suda chashuva only when there's a ner. like the Gemara in Yuma says, Ke'en Yumama Beperek Basil Yuma. Gemara Yuma is talking about over there that the appearance of a food, a person enjoys the food and he gets satiated. And the Gemara says over there that you should eat Basar Balayim. You should eat Basar Balayim. How do we have Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yomtiv by night? The Gemara says, no, with your Neir Shabbos, Neir Yomtiv, that's how you get that effect of having Yumama, of having enjoying your Suda. So Rashi introduced a new inyan from this Gemara. The Rav is telling us that there's a chayva to have your suda b'makam or b'makam where your neiros are. Now, what's this din? What's this inyan? So, like this, from Tais, we'll see a little clear. So, we have to know, what was the shock of attire between Rav and Abai? Rav and Emdon, you're mechayv, Abai, so what are you talking about? Let the guy leave. He said, no, it's a chayva. What was this the shock of attire? So, Tais says, like this, Pirish b'makam suda d'chayvahi. Rav told him, no, there's a chayv to have b'makam suda neiros. A person has a suda by candle, by light, mishum oinik. Avomedlokas ner gufoi, but the bare minimum of lighting ner Shabbos, loyavi parach abaya. That abaya didn't ask him. Abaya was saying, let him leave. He didn't say, don't light. Because of course, abaya knows, the pshita the chayvi, the atnan, al gimla veirois, no shemes of shasa dozen, al shenas iris, badlokas aner. The mission says later on that if a lady is not careful with adlokas ner Shabbos, she could chas v'sholom die b'shas later. So obviously, if Hadlokas Neir is just like an additional nice mitzvah, there wouldn't be such a grave einish over here. Obviously, is mavur in the mission is a chayva. So Abai know there was a chayv, but b'mokam suda that was the shiloh. So Ramesh explains. So we see here there's two in here, something called shleim bias. Shleim bias, which you have a light in your house, nothing to do with necessarily with b'mokam suda. Wherever you go, wherever you are in your house on Shabbos, you have to have a ner altz to make sure you have a menuchas and nefesh. You're not bumping into anything. You're not worried about anything. That's the baseline chayv that Abai knew. The Rava came along to say, you're not allowed to use itron, because the guy might walk away. Now what's the problem if he walks away? Rava says, oh, there's a chayva, there's a new din, there's a new chayva, to make sure your suda is b'makam ner. Like Rashi says, she'ein suda el b'makam ar. That's what Abai was coming to. Abai says, wait a second, that seems like an inyan of oinig. You want to enjoy your suda. Now, generally, oinig is not ma'akim, there's no chiv, right? We know if it's shalosh sudas, the third suda is not a chiv. Okay, now you have the third suda. Or you're supposed to be mahadir in your suda, right? It's not a chiyuv, right? Rabbi Kiva says that it's better to make Shabbat chachal about the tzarach lebris. There was oinig is not necessarily machayiv, so therefore Abai was telling him to let the guy leave. Who said very nice? There's no chiyuv. No. But this second inyan is also a chayva. This inyan of also having your suda b'makam or b'makam your ner, that is also a chiyuv. So we're coming out from here that there's two inyanim, two chiyuvim of ner Shabbos. One is for shalom bayis. That's not necessarily we have to do with you eat. Wherever you go, the place can bring down. It was like every room in your house, your hallway. If there's an alleyway, people walk through. Whatever it is, any place where people go on Shabbos, there's an inyan to have light. Now, I don't know if you need dafka near Shabbos. You could be yotze with your closet light. Sometimes even the street light. If you have light from the street, it's also enough to make sure that you have this inyan of inyan Shabbos, that you have light wherever you're going on Shabbos. That's the inyan of shloim bayis. And there's another chayva which Rav is telling us is a chayva. There's another inyan to make sure that your suda is b'mokam or. I guess Rashi called that kavod, because it's a kavod for Shabbos. The suda is a respectable suda. It's a suda that you're enjoying. Well, that's the kavod for Shabbos, and that's the second inyan.
So both of these things are not in hadlaka, like you spoke out, just having lighting.
Correct.
We'll go. We haven't spoken on
any hadlaka, Elaine. Right, we're saying
all these lights are on before Shabbos.
Oh, we'll get there in a minute. So just to speak out a few technical nafkaminas, it'll come out like this. How much oil or how much light does your nav have to be? So if it's for the second din of Makam Suda, it has to last Makam Suda. But if it's for Shlein Bayis, until you go to sleep. So you have to make sure it'll be a longer shear. Another thing is that obviously you want to make sure that you light your Shabbos Neiris. If you're doing it, you want to light up a Makam. Let's see, guys, one there. So you could choice light in your bedroom or light it by your Suda. So obviously you light it by your Suda because then you get both in Yonim. You also have Shlein Bayis in your dining room. And now you can have your Suda, B'makam, B'makam there. And also, so now for that Inyan, someone would have to make sure, some people are scared to put it on the table. The kids might shake, whatever. But you have to make sure that you put your Neiris in a place where it's able to give off light to your Suda to be Yoytze this second Inyan. One more thing. The Shmuel Vosner writes that since the Iker Neiris is by your Suda, I guess because you have both in Yonim, but that's the Iker Chazal Mesak and Makam Suda. So he says that we know it's brought down, a person should be Zohir to make sure he was a Neir Yofe. Brought down Halacha be Zohir. Says that's only, you only have to have that extra Zahiros in the Iker Neiris you have by your Suda. but in your bedroom with other places, you don't have to be makbid dafka on ner yofa. Now, just to bring out Rav Moshe Feinstein, there was Moshe brings out a geshmak and afkamina to bring it back to the Gemara on Chav Gimel on my base, like this. What would happen? I know it's a little like okimta, but if a guy would have, he has a ner only where his bedroom is. That's the only place where he has a ner. Now, so he was only Makayim, the Shleim Bayis part. He wasn't yet Makayim, the Inyan of Suda. What happens if he doesn't have enough money to buy either the second Ner from Makam Suda or Kiddush Hayayin? So here, Rav Moshe says, the Gemara says, what's the reason why you're able to be Doicha Kiddush Hayayin is Al Shleim Bayis. Here, he was Yaitz at the Bir Chi of Shleim Bayis in his bedroom already. So now, the second Ner, obviously, if you could eat in his bedroom, let's say he can't, whatever reason, he can't eat, he has a Ner in the bedroom, and he can't eat there. So here, Rav Moshe says, here a person would be Mechuyiv to buy Kiddush and not the Ner for Suda, because he already had the Shleim Bayis. This is the second Inyan of Malkam Suda, that's, we never saw there, that there's a Dechia on Kiddush Hayayin. That's Rav Moshe Nafmina thinks of this. Rav Moshe really brings out these two inyanim of Shleim Bayis and Malkam Suda. So now we come to who had din bizman hazeh? We all have lights. So we already have, our light for Shleim Bayis. We have our light that we're having our Suda, b'makam ar. So the Shaila is, what exactly is our Hadlaka doing, first of all? And not only that, how can we make a bracha? We're making a Shem Hashem. What are we doing with this Hadlaka? So, and obviously, Rav Moshe Nafkamina nowadays, if someone has electric lights and has enough money, whatever he is for, she's stranded for Shabbos, they also should buy Kiddush instead of this, you know, the two candles, because he already has the keem of Shleim Bayis and Suda b'makam Ar. So what's Takav Shat nowadays? So Rav Moshe has a very geshmaka tshuva, and he says like this. He says, a svarach, a mechudish de gesvara, that even though we have electricity, but since the electricity might go out, in Florida maybe we're a little bit more used to it, but if it might go out, so now your Ne'er Shabbos will now be able to give you that Shleim Bayis and that Suda b'makam Ar. So I heard Elon was telling me a story that there's a Yid in Lake Ritz of Kozlowitz, and he was giving a shir, I think it was in BMG, and he was saying, you know, it's a bit far-fetched. That's the reason why you're able to make a bracha, you know, because your electricity might go out. And then I show you, a week later, he was making Shabbos Shabbos brachas, and the power went out, and they had their Suda by candlelight. I don't know, I think he himself says over to Maisa that he wasn't so zoyer in Rav Moshe's svara. Now, Rav Moshe himself also says, I know it's a Zloy Shchiach and it's a Mechudish de Gazach, but the way he says it is, since Klal Yisrael for Deiri Deiris, lit Shabbos Neiris, so it's enough to be Mamshech, this, I'll call it Minig, Halacha, Chiyuv, of lighting Neiris for this reason. But Rav Moshe brings a Moridika point, and he says, this Svara won't help, which is a major Shiloh nowadays. What happens when you have Yomtif, Shechali is Be'er of Shabbos? So we know Havar is Mutah Yomtif, but only Litzerich. Now Litzerich, it's a Malacha Deraisa. You're not allowed to do Malacha Havar, so Litzerich, on Yomtif. So now, so Rav Moshe says, this tzad, that your electricity might go out, Rav Moshe says, that's not enough to now be Matir, there's enough of a Tzerich to go ahead and do a Maisa of Adlaka, a Maisa Havara, on Yomtif. So Moshe says, he says, Al Karchach, it's Muchach from here, that Vais Techois, lighting Neiris has a certain inyan of Kavod Shabbos that is considered a Tzerich. That's what Rav Moshe says. Now the other pshat is, we know the Mishter Brut, so I'll pee the Mishter Brut and the Magen Avram, that the Magen Avram says, B'negei, what happens if you have a bunch of ladies that are lighting in one house? So already after the first, whatever, someone already lit, so you already have, again, you have that Kiyam of Shleim Bayis, and you have your Suda B'makam Neiris. So the Magen Avraham says, still a second, third, fourth that are able to light, because any Hisafas Ner, you're adding a little bit of light, and that additional light, the Magen Avraham says, you have Shleim Bayis, but you also have a Simcha Yisera. So the Mishnah Berurah takes it a step further, where I think he's referring to, which, let's say someone makes an early Shabbos, right? So let's say he's eating outside, he's making early Shabbos, it's fully light. We know Shraga, Batira, Diyam, and Mayahani. His Neiris is not being Laisif. Mishnah Berurah brings down also, Lalach, you're also able to light and make a Bracha, because additional Neiris are Moisef Simcha. Now here, I don't know, Asof is Ner, maybe, you know, we know Neiris add to the ambiance of the, you know, of the Suda, whatever, but there is an extra Asof is Simcha that it's enough for us to make Hadlaka and to make a Bracha on this Hadlaka. Okay. Akoponim, Hayetzim Yizeh, the place can bring out, since that we see this Hadlaka on just your Neiris after the lights, and not the Spitz, so I think a lot of people are annoying, but I think the place can advise that before someone lights Ne'er Shabbos, they should first turn off the lights in the dining room, whatever it is, and then put it on l'kovet Shabbos, because hadlaka in their Shabbos, if you light before, you don't have the ma'is hadlaka. It has to be a ma'is hadlaka for Shabbos. So put on your lights, and then with b'li hefsa, go and light the Shabbos candles and make the bracha, and have in mind to go on the light fixture, so now you have everything included in your mitzvah hadlaka. Now, l'gabe the hadlaka itself, we mentioned before, the Rambam brought down two inyanim. In Perek Hei, the Rambam brings down the inyan of Oinik Shabbos, and in Perek Lam brings down Oinik Kavet Shabbos. So Reb Chaim Aaron Turchin in a Sefer Kunsh Chanukah Megillah brings down, I think it's a famous shtickle from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker was mazel, there's two inyanim in Ner Shabbos. In Perek Hei, there's an inyan of to have a Ner Dolok on Shabbos, Mishum Oinik Shabbos, that there should be light in your house on Shabbos, and Mishum Oinik, whether it's Shalim Bayis or your Sudim, that you're enjoying that Ner. In Perek Lamed, the inyan of Kavet is for a person to go out and do a Ma'is Hadlaka L'Kavet Shabbos. Now, he's Madaik, Ram says, Mi Bo'od Yoyim. He's doing Bo'od Yoyim. He says, obviously, you're not allowed to light on Shabbos. What's in Bo'od Yoyim? So he brings down that, if I get his inyan to light a little bit earlier, which the Mechilt brings down, we see from that the Amuda Eish started while the Amuda Onu was still there, that you're supposed to show that a little bit early that I'm lighting L'Kavet Shabbos, we're awaiting Shabbos to come, I'm lighting early L'Kavet Shabbos. So that Ma'is Hadlaka, that's a Ma'isa of Kavet Shabbos. That's what Brisker Rav says. So now, once we have the inyan of Ma'is Hadlaka, I just wanted to say another halacha. To me, it was a chiddush, but it's really often halachas. I know in Eretz Yisrael, I think there was such a hanhaga that they want to go to the kaisel Friday night. So they figured, let me light, even though I've looked at it 40 minutes, let me light an hour before Shabbos, and I'll make it tonight. I'll light. I know I'll make it tonight. I won't accomplish Shabbos. Yeah, I'll go in a taxi and go to the kaisel. So let's bring up, this is not such a posh halacha. So before, after it's been makdim, even when you light bizman, are you allowed to make a t'nai that are not being mekabel Shabbos with my adlok? So really, it's often a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and reish tamar gimel sif yud. There's three opinions lagabi when there's kabbalah Shabbos. The Bahag brings down that when you light near Shabbos, there is a kabbalah on Shabbos. Shailos on who and when. So pashas, it would seem, let's say the whole mishpacha, they're mekabel Shabbos when the woman lights the nairs, whoever lights the nairs. Now, there's a machlekes rishonim, the Mordechai and the Gois Maimon bring down, even with the Bahag, you're allowed to make it tonight, not to Mekabel Shabbos. Mashenkin, the Kolbe says, there's no, you can't make it tonight. I think Kolbe holds that the Ma'is Hadlaka is such a clear Ma'isa for Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a guy saying, like, I'm in Kabbalah Shabbos and have him not to. If you like, that's a Mukhak de Gemaisa, that's what he holds, you can't make it tonight. And then the third Shita is the Taste and the Rush, and they say that no, Hadlaka's Neris is not Machaya for Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, so what do we do? So the Ramah, because Ashkenaz, the Ramah brings down, the Minig is that Noshim are Mekabel Shabbos when they light, but the rest of the Bnei Bayis don't have to not Mekabel Shabbos then. Now, this Ramah, the Shvur brings down, it's L'chadchila for every lady or anyone that lights, that's the lady, a man does not have this din. A man does not subject this Minig of being Mekabel, only a lady. What happens if a lady wants to make it tonight? So, I mean, the Mishnah brings down that it's only Malkum Tzairich, that even if a lady forgot Daven Mincha, it's better to light now and not Daven Mincha, Daven Tu Meir. That's Mishnah brings down. But Malkum Tzairich, you're allowed to, but Shlomo Malkum Tzairich, you shouldn't. Okay, so that's Stamazah, it's not so poshut for a lady to make a Tanai, Bizmana, even when she likes Bizmana. But Lagave, lighting Kod Bizmana, the Gemara says, the Chafigon Mabe is like this. The Gemara says, the Bishli Rabbi Yosef, Havim Ma'achar, Umad Lekasla, she would light Neir Shabbos right before Shabbos started. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Tanya, when the Rabbis, Leomish Omer Onan Yemam, Vamud Eish Laila, Melamed, Shamud Onan, Mashlam Omer Eish, Omish Mashlam Omer Onan. So, therefore, we see you don't do it the last second, you have to do it earlier. Savar Lag Duma, so she thought, oh, let me do it very early. Omer Lo, Usaba, Tanina, we already learned, Ubavach Liakhtim, Shul Yachr. There's a locha in Shulchan Aruch and Sivdal, you should not be Makhtim or Ma'achr. What's the locha? Being that we said, there's an Indian of having a Ma'isad locha for Shabbos. So now, Chazal Sheldevek, we're based in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes, in Chutzar, I think it's 18 or 20 minutes, whatever it is, there's a certain Zman Hadlaka, that is considered Zman Hadlaka. Now, since the Hadlaka has to be Nikr, it's for Shabbos, so even with the Mokum Tzarech, when you light Bezmano, even if you're not being Mekabel Shabbos, but since that's the Zman Hadlaka, but Etzem that's the Zman, so we see that Hadlaka is Hadlaka, but Bishvil Shabbos. But when someone lights earlier, after you said, don't light earlier, what are you doing? It's not Shabbos, what are you lighting? That Hadlaka is not Nikr for Shabbos. Oh, so the place is, if you're Mekabel Shabbos, then, so your Kabbalah is what's making showing a vek, that this pack of this Hadlaka is for Shabbos. But if you're not Mekabel Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. What are you doing? You're lighting, now what's considered Bizmana, the place is, within 10 minutes is close enough, but if you do more than 10 minutes, Pasha, it's not considered Bizmana. So if you're not Mekabel Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. So this Hanhag of taking a tax, the place is, it's not a Tzerich. Mokum Tzerich, the b'shas chag, you're allowed to be, whatever, you have to ask what's considered a tzairich, you are allowed to even light earlier, obviously it's after plag, but you're allowed to light with a time of makom tzairich.
Even a man you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, this is even to a man. And I think some of the svardim are not makbid on the Ramah, here they have to, it's not so posh. There's one more thing, as the Piskei Teshuva brings down one svara to be matzdik, he says, since bizmanenu, that we taka have light bulbs, so no one ever lights nairs. So he says, could be that it's like muchach, why aren't you lighting nairs, even though it's for this man, but since nowadays no one has nair Shabbos, so could be it's nicker enough, even like tonight when you light it after plag. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoiche, we say it's just about luck in the Shabbos, le'gadol bonu b'nei bonim, neshvim'ir me'so'ilam atarim asim tovim.